morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Welcome, Mr. President.
Welcome to the July 21st, 2015 Sussex County Council meeting. We've had 2 week vacation. I'm sure we're back just ready to just go, go, go. The public probably enjoyed us being off. We couldn't do any damage. First thing will be the approved agenda. Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good morning, members of council. At this time, we have no amendments to today's agenda.
Make a motion to approve?
Yes.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett. To approve the agenda as printed. Any questions? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Cole.
Yes.
Charlotte.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
First thing will be the approved agenda. Mr. Wilson.
Minutes of June. Thank you, Mr. President. Good morning, members of council. At this time, we have no amendments to today's agenda.
Motion to approve?
Yes.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett. Approve the agenda as printed. Any questions? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Cole.
Yes.
Only the second
Charlotte.
Time.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson. First thing will be the approved agenda. Mr. Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good morning, members of council. At this time, we have no amendments to today's agenda.
That's your 90-second
motion
delay.
Approved. Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Postal workers.
Second, Mr. Arlett. Approved the agenda as printed. Any questions? Take the vote, Mr. Deaver.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Second.
Yes. Yes.
First thing will be the approved agenda. Mr. Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good morning, members of council. At this time, we have no amendments to today's agenda.
Motion approved. Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Difficult time getting into it and different things. And then the audio was bad.
We're still working out the kinks, yes. And I was here, so we were aware of the kinks. About 7:15, we were able to get the audio on. We had forgotten to unmute the broadcast. After that, it worked.
Okay.
There you go. Now then, back where we were, hearing no questions or concerns, we'll approve the minutes of June 30th. Mm-hmm. Correspondence, Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Mr. President. We have several letters. The first letter is from, it appears to be a Ed Schimler, and he appreciates the county government's retention of the assessment cap and hope that this practice will continue in future years. The other letters are thank yous for contributions, and it's from the Milford Memorial Auxiliary Board, the Sussex County Foster Parent Cluster Association, the New Hope Center, Delaware Hospice. And that is all, Mr. President.
Thank you. Any correspondence from council?
He took mine. I was going to talk about Bay Health Auxiliary Milford Memorial. I just wanted to say it. But they thanked us for that.
I'm just
that
going
donation.
Through my mail, so
there
I have
go.
To check back with you later.
Any more comments? Okay. Public comment. Mr. Guy, we got anybody signed up back there? We do.
And Mr. President, the new podium back here with that gentleman standing there who looks so important, what is the purpose of that? Could somebody explain that to me?
The podium is our temporary podium with a mic stand that's on wheels, and we utilize that throughout the county, either on our facilities or other places where we need a podium. Oh. And
now, I was expecting him to speak later or something.
That is one of our newest security detail. He's listening in and seeing the good business that goes on Tuesday morning.
All right. Just turned this week. That's why you're seeing. Well, okay.
Paul Rieger.
Good morning.
Sure, we can hand them. We just hand them down here. I'll pass them down. There you go.
Paul Rieger, 18171 Deer Forest Road, Georgetown, Delaware. This one I gave you is a copy of the permit application, waiving the permit for the past for my neighbor's property.
This is it.
Works in a circus. But he's not here, folks. Harrington Fair's, he's the main attraction this year.
Sorry, sir. Go
ahead. Sorry, Rick Paul.
After over 2 years, finally have some satisfaction and got in the right, basically, the county's gone in the right direction with everything. If you notice on the permit application that I gave you, the first number basically is concerning, like the estimated cost of construction for the permits that he had needed. Comes up to $39,260, which I assume come in under now tax assessment, which he'll now have to pay after not for having the permit. It shows how many permits there was needed for this property to come up with that. After 2 years, we don't have the pig problem no more. We're having basically having 30 pigs. We don't have the 165 ducks. You have the chicken coop, the 10 by 20 foot chicken coop that was too close to the property line, didn't meet the variance, has been moved over due to the county code. That solves that issue with the other neighbor. You have the issues of, especially like with the pond that I discussed with the drainage coming over. Now I just consider it a regular pond where anybody can dig a hole in their front yard. It's not a pig septic tank, so I don't have the issues with the horses and have a problem like I had with the first horse. I don't have that. The major discrepancies that I have still is in the general residential. Barbed wire should not be legal. As far as I'm concerned, we are not farms on a GR, especially under 5 acres. Is what I have is on your county permit on the back page of that. It comes up fences. But this is just to prove my point a little bit. It says fences may only be 3.5 feet tall in the front. Now, granted, I consider it a 5 foot tall barbed wire fence in the front. It's not directly on the road frontage, but it's not 40 feet back. My contingency is, I believe, that maybe from what I understand and what I was told, is because it's a see-through fence, which I would equivalent to like a chain link fence, it's passable. My opinion is if barbed wire is not in your code for non-existent, how could it be approved without a variance? If it's approved without a variance, how could the state approve it for farming or educational purposes? Barbed wire fence should not be legal on the boundary lines at all for what type of district we are. Picturing Selbyville, anybody coming in for a fence, like I said earlier, in a smaller district, just ticked off at their neighbor, put a barbed wire fence on it. You have kids playing soccer, barbed wire fencing. It's just to where you could take it to the next level and have the problems. Basically, I believe now the county's going in the right direction.
Thank you.
New constable with everything going through. Everything I believe is done according. Other issues still need to be addressed, which I believe will be next level issues, not here. But I appreciate all your time, and I hopefully that you did not wait till the comp plan to change the coding ordinances for the codes. The codes are not set up the way they should. And like you were talking about the Board of Assessment last night meeting with the value, you just look at the first, if you can still look at it or listen to it, even look at, you had two variances that came up for trailers. Both of them were going for over 5 years. One, there seemed to be discrepancy over trying to figure out on the code whether it goes for a variance, whether it's a special use, whether it's this. How can in this day and age can you get to a meeting and have the county planner and the board attorney having a debate on which way it's supposed to go, why the gentleman was even there? You made it easy for the vendor carts to come in. It's just certain things should be aligned, should be discussed, and not wait for the county comp plan. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Dan Kramer.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can hear you.
Yeah, well, guess what? That's the whole problem. My voice carries. Most people's voice doesn't carry. And your voice doesn't carry. Your voice doesn't carry because you're not speaking into your microphones. You need to put them mics up your nose so that people can hear it. And particularly on the last night, I'll give you the best example I had because I was listening to the Board of Adjustment. Or like he said, the first 15 minutes didn't have no sound. And it was more important because that one hearing, I wanted to really know what it was all about. Question, was it recorded?
Yes.
So at least I can go back and listen to it.
You should be able to, yes.
All right. At least I got one out. But the whole thing is, all of them sitting up here, only one of them spoke into their microphone where you could hear them. The rest of them, like him, sits back, and I'll tell you what, You are as unprofessional, like my wife says, as she's ever seen anybody. Because she was at a public hearing one time, and she said, now these guys do it professionally. They don't sit back and relax. They sit up and they talk into the mic. Now, I'll tell you what, my wife Jenny doesn't have much to say. But boy, when she tells you that you ain't professional, she means it. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We could probably all
thank you,
use
sir.
The microphone a little better.
Maybe all put up her nose, too.
I'm not sure about that. Mr. Lawson, the next thing on here is you, and you've got 2 minutes. I would like to start public hearing. I'm serious. At 10:15.
Okay.
So
the ironic part.
If you want to start and then stop, we'll.
Now this should only take a few minutes. The ironic part that we're having glitches today, and on the agenda we posted last week the chamber technical and technology demonstration, which we're supposed to go through today. We're also going to delay the next item, which is the new county GIS mapping demonstration. Until next week, we've got a few glitches, and it wouldn't be worth our while to go through it until those are worked out. So, there's new technology throughout this this chamber. We have made quite some improvements. As you can see, hung on the walls, we've got these new TVs for interaction for the folks that are here in attendance. And we have a new audio system, which you can't see beyond this new microphone, which will hopefully, if used properly, pick up better audio for those that are participating. One of the biggest things that you can't see is the broadcast that's going to take place outside for folks that are utilizing our internet broadcast. There was a glitch last night, and we weren't able to have the audio until we knew that the mute button was pushed. It was a human error, and we're learning as we go. As soon as that was fixed, the broadcast went without a hitch. But now, if you are at home and you want to view the broadcast, you're going to be able to see a very vibrant broadcast from our new software. And even more important, anything that you see in this chamber.
If you are at home and you want to view the broadcast, you're going to be able to broadcast from our new software.
Can you get
and
that?
Even see. More important.
There we go.
There you go.
Okay, so as I was saying, if you're at your office or in your living room and you're watching our broadcast online, anything that is shown in this room can also be seen. You can visualize what's being demonstrated on your computer screen, which is a great improvement. So whether it's a site plan that's being reviewed or the budget presentation that's in a PowerPoint format, the folks at home don't have to come to Georgetown to see the things that we're looking at. Before, all you could do is see the presenter and hear the audio. The other really interesting thing, and I think is great, is you can see the broadcast now on your iPads.
While we're here, while we're sitting
here. So if you're so inclined to watch Sussex County Business while you're out and about and your computer is working properly, you can view it from your phone or your iPad in real time or slight delay. Good. So a great improvement throughout. Lastly, we are encouraging the public and folks that come in to make presentations to start utilizing this technology. They will be able to allow their presentations to be brought in on a thumb drive or email it to us ahead of time. We'll be able to display it here for you to see, as well as the folks at home.
Do you have to see them in advance?
We don't have to see them in advance. They can literally bring it in. There's a plug right here. They can plug it in. And in a few seconds, if everything's working properly, it'll load and it'll be displayed here in the room, as well as broadcasted online.
Even if it's off color type of stuff, I mean, we're not nobody looking at it. I'm just wondering who somebody might do something.
Over the last 2 weeks, we have also improved the physical chambers. Before you, all the walls and ceilings have been repainted and redone. There's new carpet down. throughout the room. I want to thank our staff for their help in facilitating that. We've got a few other things to finish, and this room will be complete and renovations will be done. I want to signal out our IT staff, Dwayne Kilgo, Tom Glenn, Director and Deputy Director, as well as some of their staff here. They have facilitated this entire improvement project, which is several weeks, if not months, in the making. And it's a vast improvement for our interaction while you're making these decisions, as well as the public's who are reviewing what we're doing as well. So I went over 2 minutes, but I'll stop there if there's any questions.
How much delay is there from real time to somebody seeing it out there in their home?
It's less than a minute, but about 30 seconds. So not too much. You kind of heard it when we were putting this up. There are going to be some glitches. Literally, we pulled all the wires out and put new ones in. We have this new smart tablet here that didn't exist before. All these new microphones that are running into a new cabinet that's located in the old caucus room. All of these TVs are hardwired into this mainframe. We ripped all the stuff that was under Robin's desk and put it back so she has room.
She has room.
So all of these improvements, you know, there's going to be some bumps. But hopefully in a few weeks, in a few more meetings, we'll get to it, and this will be second half.
Very good.
Mr. President, I'd just
yes,
like
ma'am.
To make a comment. I think it's outstanding. I love this area with all the white. It's much brighter. I think we needed it. And I was curious about the other counties. Do any of them, either of them, have this kind of internet service? How do they?
They do.
Where do we compare?
In fact, the software that we're using for the broadcast, uh-huh, called MediaSite, that is utilized by Kent County.
They use it.
And we did a demo with them. We liked what we saw. It's the technology that allows what is being seen in this room also seen on the broadcast. So
real
that's
time.
What we wanted
is that
to
what
do.
You call? And then Newcastle, they had some filming, and that was kind
they,
of...
They, I believe they have their own broadcasting system.
They are
so,
doing
so
that.
So they have their own TV channel.
They did do that. They decided
their,
to do that.
For
okay.
some of their meetings, yes. Yes.
Thank you.
They meet a lot more than we do, though.
This is outstanding.
Very good.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Good job, Mr. Lawson.
Appreciate it.
The credit goes to the staff. They did it all. Thank you.
Team effort.
Let's move to our 10:15 scheduled public hearing, Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. This is the time and place for a public hearing on an ordinance authorizing the issuance of up to $850,000 of general obligation bonds of Sussex County in connection with the construction and equipping of the Concord Road wastewater expansion and authorizing all necessary actions in connection therewith. And when I said $850,000, it should have been $850,000. Mm-hmm. This is the time and place for the public hearing on this matter. Gina Jennings will be giving a presentation on this matter, and then after that, the council will have an opportunity to question her, and then subsequent to that, it will be open for public hearing and for the public to comment. Ms. Jennings.
Thank you, Mr. Moore. Good morning, members of County Council. This is a public hearing ordinance to adopt an ordinance to authorize the issuance of $850,000 of general obligation bonds of Sussex County for the cost of design, construction, and equipping of the Concord Road wastewater expansion. A grant in the amount of $449,000 is expected to be received for this project. The bonds are backed by the county's full faith and credit and are expected to be paid back over 40 years through the revenues of the Concord Road wastewater expansion. This bond issuance is within the legal debt limit of the county. It is anticipated that the bonds will be sold to the United States of America Rural Utility Services. The bonds will provide the funding for the boundaries of the area known as the Concord Road expansion, which was adopted by Sussex County Council on September 24, 2013. This funding is in line with what was presented when the boundaries were established for this expansion. Thank you.
Any questions from council?
Well, the overall, is it all, are the rates are good?
Have we done that again?
What's your judgment? Have we compared to what we have in the past? We've had.
It's over here.
We've had major grants in the past. I was wondering how that compared.
This does compare. It's in line with everything else. It's
great.
Exactly what we presented at the public hearing.
Great. Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions from council? If not, this is the time and place for the public to comment. Is there any member of the public that would like to comment on this? Any member of the public wishing to comment? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter, and if desired, we can act on this matter.
We will close public hearing, give the council and close public comment. Mr. Moore, read the short title, please. We'll go from there.
Yes, an ordinance authorizing the issuance of up to $850,000 of general obligation bonds of Sussex County in connection with the construction and equipping of the Concord Road wastewater expansion and authorizing all necessary actions in connection therewith.
Pleasure, Council.
Make a motion we adopt the ordinance.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mrs. Deaver. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Obvious motion carried. Thank you, sir. Now we'll go back to Mr. Lawson again.
Thank you. As I mentioned before, we're going to delay the GIS mapping presentation for next week. The next item of business is a couple of appointments. First one is the appointment to the Board of Assessment Review. This is for District 5, and I believe Councilman Arlett has a recommendation of Mr. Stephen McCabe to serve on the Sussex County Board of Assessment Review.
Yes.
This appointment is for a term of 5 years. It takes effect February 1, 2015, and runs until that five-year term expires. Unless you have any questions, I have a motion.
Please read your motion,
I have a
sir.
Question. Oh. It sounds like a familiar name. Could you tell me anything about him? Stephen McKay. What is it? Hello? I say it's a familiar name. Yes. Could you tell us anything about him?
Well, actually, I believe he's here today. So
I thought maybe so.
Perhaps.
Okay,
he
got
would
it.
Be best to share a little commercial about himself, if this is that time.
Sure.
He's a good guy. Good
okay.
guy. He'll do a great job.
Yes, he will. Mm-hmm. And welcome.
If I'd have known it was that Steve McCabe.
Good morning. Steve McCabe. I worked for the county council for 10 years, from 1995 to 2005. And,
condolences.
And was a director of public works. So I look forward into serving the council some more.
Very good.
Very good. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Welcome
for
back.
Your service.
More questions of council?
Thank you.
Okay. Be it moved, the Sussex County Council approves the appointment of Mr. Stephen McCabe to the Sussex County Board of Assessment Review effective February 1, 2015, for a term of 5 years.
Pleasure, Council.
I'll make that motion.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Arlett. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I will, yes. Motion carried. Mr. Lawson?
Thank you. The next appointment is for District 1. I have two appointments for District 1. Mr. Vincent's district for the Sussex County Advisory Committee for the Aging and Adults with Physical Disabilities. We are considering the appointment of Ms. Janice Mosley and Ms. Helen Smith. Unless you have questions, I have a motion.
More familiar names. You know your side better than I know it. I'm just, where do they work? Or?
Read the name, Mr. Lawson. First name?
Ms. Janice Mosley and Ms. Helen Smith.
Ms. Mosley has been involved with that committee. Her husband served on there.
And our committee?
He is not able to continue serving.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Because of his disability. So she's going to take his place. And Mrs. Smith is, in fact, the mayor of Blades, the ex-mayor of Blades' wife. She's been very involved in that committee, working with him, and she seems to have a passion for that. So,
good job. Thank you.
Thing.
Okay. Be it moved, Sussex County Council approves the appointment of Ms. Janice Mosley and Ms. Helen Smith to the Sussex County Advisory Committee for the Aging and Adults with Physical Disabilities, effective immediately for a term of 2 years.
Make that motion.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mrs. Deaver. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I will, yes. Motion carried.
Thank you. Last item is the County Administrator's Report for July 21st, 2015. Item number one, per the attached Engineering Department fact sheet, Bay Pines received substantial completion effective July 1, and Senators Phase 2C received substantial completion effective July 13, 2015. Item number two, per the attached Delaware State Police Activity Report for May, there were 124 violent crime arrests with 91 clearances and 1,195 property crimes with 425 clearances and 19,809 total traffic charges with 13,744 corresponding arrests. Of those total arrests, 380 were DUI. Finally, there were 1,940 total vehicle crashes investigated in May. In total, there were 191 troopers assigned to Sussex County for the month of May. And finally, it is with sadness that we note the passing of county pensioners Faye Webb and Janet Hill on July 7th and July 15th, respectively. Mrs. Webb began her career with Sussex County in May 1969 and retired from the Data Processing Department as a computer operator too in March 2006 with 36 years and 11 months of service. Ms. Hill started with the county in November 1975 and retired from the Treasury Division as a clerk 3 tech in March of 2001 with 25 years and 4 months of service. We'd like to extend our condolences to the Webb and Hill families. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Ms. Jennings.
Thank you, Mr. President. DART, a division of DLDOT, has allocated $796,862, again, for funding for transportation expenses for various senior centers in Sussex County. This amount has remained the same level for a number of years. The county's responsibility is to approve a recommended funding amount for fiscal year 2016 as per state law. This is an allocation of state grant funds to various senior agencies for transportation purposes. The recommended funding for each agency is the same as previous years, and it is as follows. Nanticoke Senior Center, $44,959.30. Indian River Senior Center, $2,100. Laurel Senior Center, $99,082.94. Lewis Senior Center, $27,120.41. Cape and Lopin Senior Center, $43,065.65. And Cheer, $580,533.70. Attached to your packet were copies of the requests from each agency. Each request was higher than the recommended allocation as described. And I have a motion for your consideration.
Please read your motion.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council approve the allocation of state funds to various senior agencies within the Sussex County district as presented.
Pleasure, Council.
I got one question.
I do too.
We do, just on Indian River, just give us an explanation why that one's so so low compared to the others.
We have to get it on the floor before we. Okay.
This.
I can't remember if there's a reason.
These allocations.
Here, that's what they asked for.
Well, I know what they asked for, but I'm just saying, is there a reason why they asked for so little that you're aware of?
I can assume that since the funding hasn't changed since 2010, they know exactly what they're expected to get, and they only request $2,500 because their requests are very much in line with what is given to them every year.
Okay, it seems
a lot lower than.
Yeah, it just seems out of line with the rest of them, though.
Could you help me, Mr. President?
Yes, ma'am.
Could you help me understand what they're doing with this transportation? Generally, are they taking people back and forth to doctor appointments, or what is it for? What are they doing, Meals on Wheels, or what?
Not all senior centers have Meals on Wheels, but they do provide transportation for the people that attend those centers.
Okay.
So that is what it's for.
Oh, okay.
It's not the Meals on Wheels program.
For the ones who can't get there on their own.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yes.
You have a motion?
Yes. Be it moved that the Sussex County Council approves the allocation of state funds to various senior agencies within Sussex County as presented.
So moved.
Motion,
Mr. Cole. Second, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
I will. Yes. Motion carried. Next, ma'am.
Thank you. During the last council meeting, I presented a new septic relief policy to County Council. It was Council's recommendation to come back with a policy that included an income-based qualification. I add a provision that a property owner's income cannot exceed the medium household income level of Sussex County. The septic system relief policy is created for property owners who were required to connect to county sewer within 5 years of installing or upgrading a new septic system on the same property. It is the county's hope that anyone in our 5-year planning area only install temporary systems until the public sewer is available. Attached was the proposed policy and a chart that shows the current Sussex County medium household income levels, and that level currently is $63,300 for a family of four. The criteria to qualify for the program are as follows. The property has no county code violations. The property owner must be current on all county debts. The property owner must not exceed current Sussex County median household income levels, and the property owner purchased or upgraded the property septic system by spending at least $10,000 within 5 years of the required county connection date. If the above criteria is met, the property owner will receive a deferred connection fee up to 5 years or until the property transfers, whichever comes first, and a grant for the annual front footage charge up to 5 years depending on the date of the septic repair or installation at the required date of connection. and I have a motion for your consideration.
Please read your motion.
I have a question, too.
Read the motion, then we'll get them.
Okay.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council approve a septic relief policy to be administered by the Sussex County Engineering Department as presented on July 21st, 2015.
Pleasure, Council.
Adopted.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second.
We want to have questions first.
I have a motion, second. Question on a motion.
Yes, I guess it's another help me understand thing. You listed a number of figures. You said they should have had, they should have had spend $10,000. They won't, what, I don't get the timing of that. What do you, what are we asking that they did?
So what is happening?
Comply right away or what?
So it's a coordination with DENREC and our engineering department
okay.
that if we're coming within 5 years of that planning area that they install a temporary holding tank in that system.
Well, I understand
but,
that.
But sometimes something happens and then they come in and they put in a new septic system that can cost probably up to $25,000.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we put a threshold of $10,000 in there to show that they've actually got a permit from DENREC.
Yeah.
And then we're coming in and saying you have to stop your septic system and connect now to county sewer.
But they don't have to have spent that $10,000 to be part of this, would they?
They do. They have
they
to.
They have to have spent $10,000.
Right, because we are saying that they have created a hardship for them because they've spent $10,000, mm-hmm. and now we're coming in and saying you now have to spend $5,700 on connection fees plus the assessment fees now because you have to contact. So you have to abandon something that you've just spent $10,000 on.
I think you got everything that was needed there. Thank you.
Mr. Cole.
Does it sound like would they have a choice, holding tank versus at that point, or we don't get involved in that?
We try to get involved. So if they call John Ashby, they call engineering department and say, I'm putting a septic, they didn't know they needed to call DENREC. We say, well, you're in our planning area. We would recommend you put a temporary holding. Okay. And then we contact DENREC, say, somebody's going to be contacting you. That should be a temporary. But sometimes DENREC gives them a permit to put a whole new septic.
Okay, are we giving, we're not giving grants for holding tanks?
No, this is for, that's why it's the $10,000 mark.
Okay.
And then we did, which is good, we have an income cap, right?
Yes.
The second thing would be ownership of the land. I guess I'm assuming you'd have to own the land for 5 years. In other words, if somebody came into a new district and it was publicly, everybody knows that this was going to be a new sewer district, and he chose to put in a septic tank, and it was only 3 years. Would he still?
Well,
in other words, you looked. I'm just wondering: is there a time? I'm trying to get this right. I guess is there a time limit placed maybe on ownership of the land? In other words, somebody who's just bought, like just before it's all happening through the thing, and then we give them a grant, or do they have to own it for a minimum of 5 years?
No, they could come in and own it for 3 years, but the thing is, DENREC should not allow that person to put in a new septic system, mm-hmm. even if they've been 3 years, 2 years, or whatever, because we're coming in.
We're confident that DENREC will not do that.
Well, we are increasing okay. our communication, making sure this is aware, and putting everything in place so that does not happen. Correct.
Okay.
Does that mean we have to change a holding tank to some other kind of tank, or does that mean mm-hmm. we can keep this holding tank there? Does that mean you go out and buy another tank, or what?
Oh, no. If the holding tank is acceptable, that's what it would be. It would be fine. This is just if they were required to put in a permanent septic system, and now we've come in and said you can't use your septic system now.
Mm-hmm. So they can hook the holding tank into the
our
system?
Yes.
They will abandon the holding tank. They'll mm-hmm. abandon a septic system. They'll abandon everything once the sewer is there and ready to hook up. It's just to get them to that point.
That means it has to come out?
Yeah. DENREC requires holding tank to be pulled out.
Pulled out.
If I'm not mistaken, right?
That's correct.
Mr. President,
Mrs.
Jennings, just one question regarding the, you mentioned that the payment would be required in the event it is transferred, correct? What is the mechanism to ensure that happens?
We put a lien on the deed.
So we do put a lien on the deed.
That's correct.
Okay, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
More questions?
Yeah, I have a question. Now I'm more confused. If it's transferred, I think, doesn't DENREC require, I guess they're willing to hold back on that. They'll still approve the holding a tank for a while until...
We're coming, yes.
It's, because ordinarily it needs to be brought up to date if you're selling it, but this case would be an exemption.
Right, we coordinate with Denrec to, and they,
oh, okay,
yes.
Okay. And it doesn't have any help, it wouldn't help our my little community where they have, they're looking at us hooking up to their already existing system. That's not, a, that wouldn't apply to that, would it?
No, because theirs is a centralized system in that HOA. This is different, this is individual septic systems.
I'm looking for some help for them.
I'm aware of the situation.
Thank
yes.
you.
Any more questions, Council? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I'll be yes, motion carried. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
And thank you.
Mr. Robertson?